Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Fee and fees apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yesterday was Blazer Media Day, in case anyone here didn't notice. And honestly, we didn't mention it once.
We kind of didn't notice.
Well, I didn't know. We noticed. I knew. Well, Danny took the day off and went down there. I think Danny is going to become like a homeless person outside of the Blazers like practice facility. I've never seen someone that cares more about meaningless NBA things than that dude. Like, find someone that looks at you the way that Danny looks at the Portland Trail Blazers. Like it's some sort of weird incestual relationship going on between him and the NBA. But I always find like the NBA when it starts up, it's just weird. I got too many other things going on, right? I got baseball in the midst of a playoff run.
I mean,
I got college football. I got the NFL. I got too much going on.
You kind of have your two major like sports equinoxes on polar sides of the season. Like you have your March Madness, start of NBA playoffs, start of baseball season, and all that stuff that happens out in the Masters all out in March. This time of year, it's like football's in full swing. You're going playoff baseball. You just finished up the golf season. You got Ryder Cup, and it's not that people aren't excited about the NBA, but it's media day before preseason, so it kind of does get lost in the sports shuffle.
Well, I'll be honest, I'm not that excited about the NBA. I'm just
and there's
not.
That too.
I don't know what to make of this year. Like, we're officially now, I think this is year four. Technically, it's year five of the rebuild, because the last year when they told you were going all in and they sat Dame down, after that to me was still the rebuild.
That was rough.
So now we're in this weird thing where you're entering another season where we're told that you were like, I think you were three games from the play-in last year, right? And we told you, they originally said that this was about winning and they, you know, Chauncey was going to, we're going to be a playoff team, not play-in. And they've already kind of started backtracking on that a little bit. Now we got the team sale, but that's not going to happen until probably the springtime. And so this is this. And by the way, now you've brought in a bunch of veterans. Like, so now you're rolling out a starting lineup that could involve Jeremy Grant and Jrue Holiday. You bring Damian Lillard back, which is cool, but Lillard's not going to play. I think there's weirdness there with Scoot. I listened to Scoot, and Scoot and Dame both had this weird sort of, we're really happy the other one's here, and I think it's great to learn from him, and I can't. Scoot's livid. There's no possible way that in any way Scoot is happy that in a make it or break it year for him, they brought in not one but two veteran point guards. And by the way, one of them is probably going to get a statue built in front of the damn Moda Center.
At least he's the one that can't play right away.
Yeah, and
he's not a threat to playing time.
He's got a torn hamstring. So I was like looking through some of the stuff, and it was weird. It was weird. Like, Jody Allen is still in charge. Someone asked Joe Cronin, like, who is actually in charge of the team?
Yes, I've had the opportunity to meet with Tom a few times. Again, like Dwayne said, it's some early diligence, just get to know each other meetings. Really positive interactions. Really like his mentality and what he's going to bring to the table. And I think he's going to be great for this franchise and this city. As far as how things will work until Tom officially takes over, it's pretty clear. Jody's the chair. She's the owner. She's the final decision maker until that actual transition happens, which we're forecasting sometime, you know, next spring.
So he's talking to Dundee, which, by the way, that certainly sounds like everything I was listening to today. It sounds like the lawsuit thing. No one seems to be concerned about
that. It doesn't seem like it's actually going to be a hiccup.
No.
But just the way that these things take time.
Yeah.
Sounds like it's still on track, but just isn't going to happen until later in the season.
Yeah, but isn't it weird? So he's talking, Cronin's talking to Dundon, but Dundon doesn't have any say in anything that's going on.
And Jody's selling the team because she doesn't want to have any say, and yet she's still the one in charge that has say.
So if you want to make a decision based on what's best for the franchise, who does he actually talk to? Does he call Tom and then be like, hey, Tom, I'm thinking about doing this? And then Tom's like, cool. And then he has to go to Jody and be like, hey, Jody,
Tom likes this, but it's really your call.
What a weird.
Yeah.
And that's going to go on till the spring. So does that happen in the middle of the season?
So, I mean, does that mean you're rudderless from now until then?
I don't know. It's such a strange situation. The other thing that I'm confused about, the timeline thing. Right? This is supposed to be some sort of kind of youth movement, and yet we're still loaded up with veterans. Like, someone asked Jeremy Grant, do we have the Jeremy Grant clip?
I don't think I do have the Grant clip here. I can try to find it.
Someone asked Jeremy Grant, somehow our sound didn't come back from the press conference. Not sure how. We sent someone down there. He was there all day, but we had to get sound from other places. Go figure. Someone asked Jeremy Grant if he thought he was going to be back, and Jeremy Grant was like, yeah, no, didn't think so, but I'm happy to be here right now.
Yikes.
What? So, what are we doing? And so then, like, so.
Well, would you like to, Joe Cronin was asked what the goal is this year. Do you want to hear that?
Yeah. This is what's the goal?
The goal is to compete every night. Do we want to make the play-in? Yes. Do we want to make the playoffs? Yes. Do we want to win 16 playoff games? Yes. I don't have expectations, and I won't be disappointed if those things don't happen, as long as we're continually growing. We're still thinking big picture with this roster, knowing that until our young guys are ready to help really fuel winning, we're not going to be good enough, and we're going to take that approach. But with that, we're confident in our abilities. We're confident in the additions we've made. We're expecting to be a quality team each and every night.
But no, you said it was about winning now. And you said that it was about making the playoffs.
Now you're fence sitting. Now it's kind of about winning, but it's really about growth.
And you also said that the young guys, and you said that you were going to put, in one of the quotes, they said that they're putting guardrails. By bringing in the vets, they're putting in guardrails around their young players. Well, which is it? Like, is Shane Sharp not going to start? Is Jeremy Grant going to start? Someone asked Chauncey Billups, like, how does he develop? Like, how do you go about now that Scoot's not going to be available for God knows at least a month or two? By the way, that hamstring that they said like 4 to 8 weeks, that's reevaluated in 4 to 8 weeks.
Yep.
Dude, he ain't playing for a while.
No, maybe not till New Year.
So someone asked Chauncey, like, where does he go with the starting lineup?
Yeah, there's a lot of different ways you could go. I say this to y'all and I say this to our guys. I'm not really the one that's deciding that. I'm really not. I'm just going to be the messenger in it, and they got to go earn it. I'm really happy to even have this discussion, you know, to have the talent, to have the depth. This is new for me.
The head coach isn't deciding his starting five?
Well, I'm assuming that he's alluding to the fact that the players will decide who's the starter.
Yeah.
Based on merit,
yeah.
Which, by the way, is total horse crap, because Jeremy Grant has started every game that he's available for the Blazers, and he has not earned a starting job. I'd also like to ask the question, if the goal, again, is kind of player development and that youth movement, so we're punting on that. So we're back to Shaden Sharp or Scoot being back on the bench?
Well, would you like to hear Cronin on developing the young guys?
Yes.
Throughout our developmental plan, we've prioritized learning to play the right way. And to do that, we've chosen to put, it's probably not the right word, but guardrails on some of our guys.
There you go, there's the guardrails.
To where we're not just going to hand them the ball in 36 minutes and say, go nuts, figure it out. We want them to learn to play the right way, to earn what they get, to have accountability in their play. And we've chosen just that approach, you know, with specifically Scoot and Shaden. I think we've seen a lot of that where, you know, when they're playing well, when they've earned their role, they've gotten the minutes and the ball. When they're not playing as well, when their, you know, decisions get a little shaky, Chauncey pulls them back a little bit. Some of it is to protect them. Some of that is just to develop them the way we think is best, which is, you know, a hands-on approach. In time, we hope it solves itself. Like, you know, we talk a lot about, you know, you're going to earn everything you get. And in time, you hope that eventually those guys just go get the ball and then never give it back. And, you know, with some of these guys, they're already there, a guy like Denny. With others, it's still going to take some time.
So we still have no idea whether or not Sharp and Scoot are the long-term answer here.
But that's all very ambiguous from both coach and general manager.
So, I mean, I guess that just in lies with my frustration is we've got another year where we're not certain who's in charge. We're not certain what the starting lineup's going to be.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You told me that it's going to be merit-based, but it hasn't necessarily been merit-based.
Also not really sure what the goal is.
No.
Could be anything from making the play-in to winning 16 playoff games, which I believe means taking home a Larry O'Brien trophy.
Well, and also, too, there's a real possibility that come spring, everyone's gone. And this is the other one that I think frustrates me a little bit, is you see this a lot in the NFL. I think you see this with the Giants right now. When a regime is about ready to undergo a radical shift, like a new owner or a new GM, a lot of times it is not about what's best long term. It is about trying to save your ass. And what do we know about Tom Dundon? Tom came in with the Hurricanes and wanted to win, and he started cleaning house.
Yeah, we learned when we talked to one of the media guys down there that he takes it really seriously, yeah, and that if there are people in place who are doing a great job, they will stay, but he will evaluate what everyone in the organization does, and if he thinks they can do better, they're out.
So if you have another year of youth development and there's stumbles along the way and you don't make the postseason, I think every one of these guys, despite the extensions that they just signed, are fearful that he's going to come in and clean house. And I wonder if this isn't going to affect some of the decision-making going forward of, we have to do whatever we can to win and look decent. And so that we not just, you know, can kind of move forward from here, but we can save our own ass. Because mm-hmm. You can't tell me that Joe Cronin or Chauncey Billups, and they'll never say it, the idea that somehow the goal here is to do anything other than not get fired, you're fooling yourself.
Yeah.
And that's the weird thing. And I don't know what to expect.
Well, and the other thing, too, is, and we talk about this in football all the time, if you have people that think that the writing's on the wall for them and they're out anyways, they're already turning and looking elsewhere, and yeah, they're not focusing on their own team. No.
So while I do think, when you look at this lineup, this should be a playoff team.
They're competitive enough.
They were three games away from the play-in.
And they were hurt for a lot of it, and yes. They didn't seem like they were trying for a lot of it.
So to me, there's no excuse for this not just being a play-in team. If you're telling me that you have all this depth now, and Chauncey goes on, and I have these decisions to make, and we have this wealth of talent, and I know Dame's not going to play, so take him out of it, but you have Drew and Scoot and Shaden and Denny and Tease and Thibault and Klingon, and of course we've got the big tariff coming in. Robert Williams is still here, for God's sakes, yes, for some unknown reason. So we have all this group, and we have to make all these tough decisions. So despite all that, you can't win five extra games and be the eighth seed? You can't win five extra games and be a playoff team when you said, Chaunce said in his own words, that it's winning time?
Well, and you brought him back because of the improvement that he showed? I mean, you should. The next logical step is that, being a playoff team. Own it.
I just don't want to hear this more horse crap about kicking it down the road and two timelines and guardrails on your young guys.
And as long as we show improvement and show development. Like
so
growth.
I just wonder what is really going on over there, and I just think it's so weird that you have a group of people making decisions while talking to the guy that is going to be in charge, but can't make any decisions because they still have to talk to the lady who is in charge, but has no incentive to do anything because she's selling the team in a number of months, and I'm just fearful that this is going to be another freaking year of meaningless sound bites and average play.
Another year of purgatory.
And then we have to sit through this next year where we talk about, do we have to clean house and do we have to make decisions on Scoot and Shaden? And I just wish, for the love of God, after 5 years, we had some sort of direction. And that's the one thing I took out of yesterday, is that there's still, to me, not a clear direction where you're going. And that is frustrating. Even though, from a talent standpoint, this should be a playoff team. I just don't think what you've amassed here, there's any excuse. In a league where, look, everyone may... What is there, 30 teams in the league and 20 of them make the postseason? You're telling me you're one of the 10?
You've got to be able to be one of those.
I think there needs to be some accountability and some level of expectation, as opposed to this vague, well, we think we're going to be competitive and we'd like to win 16 games. Yeah, you're not winning a championship, Joe.
And also, maybe
there's
nothing.
Put your flag in the ground and say that this should be a playoff team.
Maybe there's nothing he can do about it, but just his delivery is so uninspiring on top of that.
Just can drive me batty on that. But anyway, Blazer Media Day. Get excited. That'd get anyone jazzed up? Did you hear one thing in that whole thing that makes you like, yeah, let's get to Moda? Oh, and by the way, the big tariff, yeah, he's probably going to spend some time in the G League, so that ought to be exciting. We're all excited for him, and you know, we were told how great he was, and nah, G League. So your 2025-2026 Portland Trailblazers,
off
ladies
to
and gentlemen.
A hot start.
Yeah, not the inspiring start that I wanted to see there. Something did come out of Media Day that I found quite interesting. Not Blazer Media Day related, something a little south of the Oregon border there. We'll touch upon that. And then in the news, coming up, primetime here on The Fan.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.